Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today we are going to be sci-fi, fi-sci, up and down, all around. We are going to be there. You know, whenever you watch a movie, or you watch a television show, or whatever you want, some sort of entertainment, especially when it comes to science fiction or science fantasy, there's always a hidden theme, always. And that theme is telling us exactly where we are in regarding to whatever scientific development is going on as they're displaying the predictive programming. I watched a couple movies yesterday and today. I watched Tomorrow War and I watched Picard. I, for some reason, decided to check some stuff out, and I looked at Picard, so let's see what they're doing. And then I saw, I had talked to some friends of mine in the UK, and they said you should watch Tomorrow War. So anyway, I got to watching them, and that's why the show's late. What intrigued me with these shows was the level of science that they were expounding on and what they were revealing. And it's alarming, really. It really is alarming. We're looking at one where, in Picard, you have a life form that's reflecting a female or a young woman that has basically subroutines and programs from an AI. Data, and it has been there for 30 years, and there's twins in this. Only got to see it the first couple segments, and that's it. What I saw there wasn't because of the action pack and blah blah blah, but what I was seeing there was the concept that they were showing there, the very concept of the direct integration of artificial intelligence into a structured DNA who has now access to information, data, and capabilities that otherwise would not be there. In other words, by accessing a program or subroutine, all of a sudden now she knows and is very good in the field of martial arts, self-defense, assassination, The whole gambit. Sort of like the Demolition Man, when they put them in suspended animation and they come out after 30 or 40 years and they have a whole new subroutine and program that's been downloaded into their brain, into their DNA. And then they come out and they're reformed with these new and basically profiled programs that they have profiled these people, what they could be predisposed to, so that they programmed them. In the case of the bad guy, the person that brought him in had perpetrated a program into his DNA and into his sequence, so now he's a super soldier with multiple skills in killing and has a block where he cannot rebel against his superior because of the nature of the mindset. So when I see these things, and I see when they were done, and I'm seeing, you know, like I said, I go back to sometimes to the Outer Limits, back in the 60s and 70s, I'm seeing AI there, I'm seeing Sophia there, I'm seeing all kinds of prototypes of what we're seeing today there, and it's been, again, reset, recycled, reinstituted, reintegrated, time and time again. So I'm looking at this thing with Picard, I'm like, wow, look at this. Look what they're really showing us. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this is because I have mentioned in the past, due to the nature of nano programming, nanoparticulates, nanogenetics, when two people engage each other, think of the penis as a key. Okay, humor me here. So we're going to say, wow, that's a weird looking key. Yeah, but it unlocks a lot of data. And think of the vagina as a port, just like a computer port. When you put in a memory stick or a backup or a peripheral that you need to access the computer to be able to use the operating system to be able to perform whatever you need to perform. But think of the penis and the the vagina as a key in the port. Think about that for a minute. Okay, where the key now is engaging an operating system or a program, downloading a program to engage another operating system to, again, initiate its paradigm. The programs now are interfacing and integrating, creating a whole new program, whole new syntax, a whole new operating system we call life. Now, in this download or upload, and in this integration, now you have a new component being also added to that sequence or that code. And it too brings, it too brings with it its own code, which now is also initiating and engaging into that program subroutine syntax that's already now engaged because it's also in there with it. So as the cells are being told to multiply and engage in a construct, the material that is already there with it, the nanoprogramming, nanoparticles, assembly, whatever, is also doing what the program is telling it to do. It's telling it to replicate, it's telling it to assemble, and it's telling it to repair. Interesting perspective. Now, after 9 months, the operating system now is beginning to function on its own. It no longer needs the supporting program because now it is of its own matrix now at this point. And the only thing left for it to do is now to be disengaged from the motherboard. So as the child is born, it becomes disengaged. Because now that child has its own operating system with these other anomalies engaged in its subroutines, which we really don't know at this point what they're going to do or how they're going to function or what the operations of these added programs and subroutines have now been engaged into the genetic code. It's an interesting perspective. So when I see the sci-fi, and I see what's going on in reality, in real time, and seeing that there is this similarity in the presentation of drama and reality, this is what we're going to be dealing with in the not too distant future. Are children going to be stronger? Who knows? Are they going to be dumber? Who knows? Are they going to be weaker? Who knows? Are they going to be more prone to being diseased? Who knows? Are they going to be more easily rendered to be subjects and slaves? Who knows? We don't know now at this point what can happen. We do know, based on genetically engineering plants, that if we put a nanoparticle inside the protein of the seed and have a subroutine in there so that when the enzymes activate the proteins, they will engage the operating system of that gold pod, and then that gold pod will tell those proteins and encode those proteins to do whatever its narrative is. That we do know. That's what we call GMO foods or genetically engineering of the foods. Now, what happens to a person? What happens to a child? What happens to your daughter, your son? What happens to them? Do they become more disassociated with the family? Do they become more integrated with an operating system or a program? See, because when you're looking at the family unit, you look at the family unit from a regard of programming, that's what you have. And in order to initiate a new program, governments and institutions all over the world have destroyed the nuclear family because the nuclear family has a program or an operating system that heavily influences the child's own natural operating system so that when it grows up, the values or the concepts or the principles that the parents teach the child become now embedded into its operating system. And now it carries that those same programs, same subroutines in its and its values in its life until it meets somebody, and you know, it goes, and the cycle continues. I'm putting it this way because when you're looking at the sci-fi, that's exactly what they're showing you. That's what they're showing you. There is Dr. Chinda Brandolino, and she's got a Rumble thing. If DNA is genetically altered, it is patented. Now, I got the video here, and I think it's in Italian, but I think... let's see here. Let's see if they've got Orwell. Let me go back. Give me 1 second. Okay. Let me read this to you. I don't know if I should play it or not, but maybe I will afterwards. But let me read this first so that you understand where and why things are happening the way they are. She says, well, you know that in 2013, in the United States, the Supreme Court ruled that human DNA, the human genome, cannot be patented because it's a product of nature. I don't know why they didn't call it a product of God, since God created it. God never gets any due. You notice that? God creates a planet, creates a universe, hangs the stars in the heavens, hangs the sun. But does anybody give God credit? And what about God's patents on all these things? Is the patent offices violating God's patents? I mean, this questions we need to ask. Anyway, when you modify the genome with an adenovirus vaccine, that vaccinated person is already a transgenic transhuman person. And according to what legally is established in international law, it would be the property of the owner of the patent. Are you understanding this? Are you getting that? Do you understand the full measure of this? Let me repeat that. Let's go a little slower. When you modify the genome with an adenovirus, and it can be any virus, any bacterium, any fungi, any kind of protein. Okay? So we understand that if once it's altered, once the genome has an alteration, that vaccinated person is already transgenic, transhuman person. Now, in the last show, Pfizer is stating that Pfizer is stating that the injections, they're warning people, maybe I didn't put it in there, they're warning people that if you have, know somebody that's injected, you need to stay, avoid them. I get people all the time telling me, what am I going to do? I got my brother and sister coming over, I got my uncle and my aunt, I got this and that, I go shopping, I got people all around me. And this is why I say all the time that, you know, when you're talking in regarding the what we're dealing with and the fact that it can jump or shed or spread or, in fact, avoid the vaccinated, you know, because it can and will infect you, because that is the nature of what they've done in regarding to making everybody part of the collective. Don't you feel like you're a Borg? We're Borg. We're here to infect you. We're here to assimilate you. Oh, we'll hook you up to a machine. Will change your appendages so that you'll be now more machine-like. The biology will only be the base so that the operating system that you contain can operate the devices. You'll be perfect for our slave, our new slave game. That's what we're dealing with. Okay, so Pfizer is telling everybody, and I'm not making this shit up. You know, I got the link will be there. Okay, the link will be there. But Pfizer is telling you that if you have had a vaccine, you're the ones, the people that have been vaccinated are the ones that need to isolate so they can die in their quagmire. They've lied on so many fronts. It is astounding to me how people have continually been following and believing the lies and the manifestations of these lies from the government. I often say many a time, never believe media, never ever believe the government, never ever believe anything that is remotely from the government. It will never tell you the truth. All governments and religions do, and they work hand in hand if they're not one and the same. A theocratic system or a theocratic government or theo-government where you are incorporating religion and politics together. Because essentially that's what we have today in the world. I don't give a shit what you believe. I don't give a shit what religion you think you have. They're all effed, every one of them. You know, and I say that without discriminatory choices. They're all equally effed. Period. They're all designed to put a boot on your chest and a noose around your neck or a leash and keep you enchained and enslaved to whatever bullshit that they want to propagate to keep you pacified. Oh, you're such a good slave. Oh, you did such a fine job. Oh, man, what would we have done without you? Now you feel all proud as a peacock. Oh, man, I made my masters happy. Yet, masters, when you look at it, they don't value you enough to reward you financially adequately. Imagine that. But you're such a good slave. You're such a good guy. You're such a great gal. You put in the extra hours. You put in the extra time. Boy, you're dedicated. Oh, we need more like you. You know. Or you get into the whole church thing. Oh, God will bless you for being such a wonderful servant in the service of God. You've done, oh, you are so, yes. And yet, nothing changes other than the fact you exhaust your strength. You exhaust your sweat. You exhaust your mind. You exhaust your resources. And all you get for it is a pat on the back. You're such a good slave. Oh, you're such a wonderful slave. That's in essence is what's going on. And it may sound a little bit harsh. And I'm not saying serving each other as people helping each other is a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. Don't confuse the two. We should love one another as we love ourselves. That's what the Bible tells us to do. Love God with your whole heart, soul, strength, and might. Love your neighbor as yourself. And in that, we are servants one to another, not because of wealth, not because of control, because of an obligation that we have to each other to help each other. That's the difference. I'm not supposed to hate a Muslim. I'm not supposed to hate a Buddhist. I'm not supposed to hate a Hindu. I'm not supposed to hate Christians. I'm not supposed to hate Hebrews who believe in Judaism. That's not what we're here for. So when I look at what's going on today and see how they have manipulated this whole thing, Pfizer is telling you to stay away from people who are vaccinated. Now, some of you are saying, well, that's going to be impossible to do. This is why I shared the ionizer and why I shared the surge and purge. Until there is a major separation, which I think is going to come one way or another, either we'll all be dead or we'll be in a gulag or we'll all have left, one or the other, we are going to be dealing with this moronic concept. Today I was outside Windsor, Ontario, in front of the shop, and Ottawa Street was a ghost town. Ghost town. I don't know if it's because so many people are dying and we don't know about it, because it was the heat, or because maybe people are starting to realize what a goofy mistake they've made. I don't know. I have no idea. I can't put my finger on it. But in the whole concept, like I said, getting back to these movies and seeing the correlation of what they're showing us and what's going on, and the fact that we're dealing with a group of governance today that is doing nothing but enslaving the whole planet. It's an interesting concept. A buddy of mine sent me a passage in the Bible, and I thought it was really appropriate. I gotta see if I can find it again while I'm talking. I think it was Revelations 18. Let's see, here it is. Hold on. Aha! No, that ain't it. Where'd you go? Where'd you go? Let's see here. Give me a minute. Nope. Let's see if I can find it. Give me a second. I'll find it real quick. But anyway, in the whole thought here, you know, we're always wondering. We're always wondering if, how come everybody is so stupid? You know, how come everybody, you know, how could so many people have fallen for this? You know, how could so many people have fallen for this? And there's a verse in Revelations, like I said, I gotta find it. You know, it's perfect. It's apropos to what is really happening today. And I thought, did he send it? No. Give me a second. I know I got the thing here. That's what happens. I get all these emails and I start putting them away and doing this and doing that. And then I, you know, and I want, and I keep try to save them for, you know, for just this, for this, for these shows. And then they sort of disappear on you, like, oops, where did they go? You know, kind of thing. But it's in Revelations 18, and it talks regarding to how the church is gone, the Spirit of God is gone, God's presence has finally moved away, and what has happened is what it points out to is the course, it now disappeared. Are you kidding? I can't believe this. It's gone. Huh. Okay, I'll find it. I'm determined by the time this show is over with, I'll have it for you. It talks about how that great men in high power is what people followed, and the planet was completely under the deception of sorcery. I thought, that's interesting. What? Aha! I just gotta find the verse. Yeah, it's so strange how these things happen, and all of a sudden they're gone. You're kidding. Huh. I'm sorry about the delay here. I'm just trying to scope this real quick, but what? Maybe I got the wrong one. Okay. Anyway, you'll have to find it. I thought it was Revelations 18, but maybe it isn't. But in there, it talks about, like I said, the verse in Revelations there, in regarding to the, again, the deception of the planet came from the sorcerers. In other words, the pharmaceutical people, the people that produce the drugs and produce the all the nonsense that we have been seeing. Because if you ever ask yourself, how in the hell can people be so stupid to actually have fallen for this? And it's been, you know, one thing after another, one shot after the other kind of thing. And here we go. Revelations 18, verses 23, it's the King James Version, and this is how it goes. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. In other words, the spirit is no longer there. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more. That's the church. At all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. I looked at that. I thought, you got to be kidding me. It's right there. You know, by thy sorceries, all these drugs, all these frequencies, because these frequencies have a drug-like effect. You know, they all have a drug-like effect. And it's what we're all dealing with. You know, you wake up every day depressed and feeling whatever, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that we are in this quagmire that we're in. And it seems to have put us in a kind of a funk, if you would. And it's what's going on. This is what is going on. We are dealing with a situation where sorcery of the greatest magnitude has been released on the planet, and nations are being deceived. I mean, they are literally lining up to go in and getting a nanogenetic operating system inserted into their bodies without any due process. No tests, no value, no approval, nothing. And they're going to further perpetrate the deception on this as time goes on. So when we're looking at the movies today, and we're looking at even, okay, like the doctor was talking there in regarding to the patents. Let me continue here with that. I know I've been bouncing around. She said, let me go back. When you modify the genome with an adenovirus vaccine, that vaccine person is already a transgenic transhuman person, and according to what legally established international, it would be the property of the owner of the patent. That we found out in Canada the hard way. I think this is where they established that ridiculous law with through Percy Smizer's fiasco when they dumped genetically engineered canola seed on his property. But the most dramatic thing of all is this. All the dramatic thing of all is that because when transhuman, that person will not be considered human according to the human rights we know. See, right now, we can fight based on even the Charter of Rights and the laws and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in America. As long as you haven't taken these injections, you have a platform you can stand on legally, provided they don't disregard your right on that platform. But the rest who have taken these shots, they're just property. That's all they are. They don't realize it. I have not yet had all time to tell you, but the situation is extremely serious, and I have that feeling that even our people, as happened to us recently, do not realize the seriousness of what we are facing. It is not only the disease that is going to produce, often fatal, but also the fact that the survivors will have a modified genome, and the modification will be passed on to their descendants. Good thing I don't want to have any more children. I don't want to bring any more people into this shithole. And I don't want to bring them into a genetically engineered shithole. And because my seed and whoever's egg is out there would have also been modified through epigenetics. Even if I don't take the shot, the fact that I've been exposed to nanoparticles just from industry and manufacturing and pharmaceutical would have altered my genetic code. And the fact that I've been eating genetically engineered foods without my permission for the longest time would have also changed and altered my genetic code. So I, today, myself personally, would not know what I'm going to be bringing into this world. I have no idea, and I would not want whatever I'm bringing into this world to be subjected to any more enslavement or mind control. So for me, that's not an option. I personally am not interested in having anything like that happen because of what I'm seeing today in this reality. And now everybody has their own decisions on what they want to do, and whatever choices you make, that is entirely yours. Irrespective of whichever decision you make, you're the one that has to live with it, nobody else. So that's just why I want to clarify that. I don't want anybody to be feeling like they're influenced by my personal stand, what I think, based on what I see. Other people want to have kids, hey, knock yourself out. You're the one that's got to deal with the repercussions here. And that because their genome is modified, that modification is patented. They're going to be slaves the moment they crack open the womb. The moment they come out of that port, the moment they came out of that, portal, with the new and improved upgrades, they are going to be property of everybody. Bayer, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Sputnik, AstraZeneca, any of the Cargill, anybody that's manufacturing even the food, even the baby food has got genetically engineered shit in it. There is no organics. I did a conference the other day, and in the conference I had been talking about the genetics, and some lady called through the conference and said, well, my blood and this and that was really good, blah, blah, blah. So I asked her, how long ago was this that you've had this done? Oh, that was 20 years ago. I said, 20 years ago, that may have been true, but not today. A lot of us who are from the era of time that we all came from, the 50s and 60s, the shit that they had then and what we've got today are not the same shit. And things were a lot cleaner back then. Everybody can validate that, but that has changed. If you're still thinking back in 1960, 1970, 1950, 1940, you're out to lunch. Since the 70s, we have been dealing with genetics, and since the 60s, when there was no regulation on what they were dumping into the air, the ultrafine particles were saturating the atmosphere. That was all in the food supply. We didn't have chemtrails like we have. We didn't have jets streaming shit out of ducks out of their wings in order to pollute the sky, to poison us and fumigate the planet. That we didn't have. The factories and the manufacturing companies were already doing that. When they started changing the air quality and the air quality laws that we had in North America, that's when, things changed. Then they started exporting the jobs to countries that didn't have these laws. I was talking to somebody in Bosnia, or Serbia, one of the two, but I keep getting confused. She's going to get mad again. She was telling me that they built a factory from India right in the middle of the city without any scrubbers. They basically are killing everybody in the village. And why didn't the city force them to put the scrubbers in there is beyond me. All anybody in the world has to do is look at the United States and Canada in the early 60s and seeing how the cancer rates and the health issues were just about quintupled once manufacturing was reaching full on. There were times I used to drive off I-94 coming from the east side, and there was a section there where they had this big sign, and the sign was turning numbers left, right, and center for the tires that they're putting on the cars. That whole section was a cesspool of shit going into the air. There were days you drove over that bridge and there was a fog. I'm like, holy jump, where the heck? And that came from the exhaust. There are times you used to go down over I-75 going south, and when you got over a certain part of the highway there, around Taylor and Melvindale or whatever, you had to hold your breath. You had the vents, you shut the vents, you cranked up the windows, and you could still smell the shit coming through the car. That was all affecting everybody. That was all affecting the genetic code. But the food supply was a little cleaner. The water was still a little cleaner, unless you were drinking it out of the River Rouge, where Ford basically destroyed River Rouge, which they never cleaned up. Never. So when we're looking at the genomes and the epigenetics, we've all been altered. And I don't care where you live. I don't care what part of Canada you live in. Every part of Canada has had their own share of pollution that they have been dumped. We're not as clean as we think we are. You go into Toronto, Montreal, it's a shithole. They're spewing all kinds of shit in the air or in the water. You get into Alberta, you go way up north near Fort McMurray, and you could see where they literally have gutted the earth and left all kinds of resin and solvents into the earth, which would get into the water table, which, if anything is up there living or alive, would wind up with some kind of birth defect from the chemical pollution that's going on. You get into BC, they're still pulling lumber through the rivers. When I went there one day, going up to the Comox area there, it was unbelievable what you were seeing in the water. Total death. Total death. And now in Canada, we're taking nuclear rods that are coming from nuclear reactors in the United States and Canada, and we're taking them up north near the Timmins area, dumping them into the mines up there. That's all going to leak out and get into the environment. So don't think that we are living in any kind of haven in this country. We are living in a shithole here just as much. It's just the difference is they have hid it better than they did in the U.S. That's the only difference. We have got it more hidden. What they've done is GM was polluting, so they decided to plant a big acreage of grass and trees and made a park, obviously. See, look, this is, look how green it is. Meanwhile, they're dumping all kinds of shit in the back alley. So like I said, this all has an effect. So don't think today that the foods that you're eating are safer or cleaner or organic. That's such horseshit. It's unbelievable. Yet the only organic you're going to get is if you get it out of a greenhouse or you're getting it out of your garden, indoor garden or an indoor greenhouse. That's the only real organic you're going to see. Everything else has been altered. Just like everything else has been altered. And all the alterations that are in the food supply that are genetically engineered are not all owned by corporates. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Bill Gates has got a big investment in the organics even to further genetically alter them. So you say, well, that's not organic. Organic means carbon-based. And if you go by the true definition of what organics is defined as, anything you're eating that is carbon-based is organic. The difference is they've modified, genetically altered, or polluted your organics. That's the only difference. And that's a value and a defining parameter that they have left out in the equation when they called it organic. And if you were to splice open any of your organics, you would see they are just as loaded with nano dust and nanoparticles and nano saturation as the non-organics. So like I said, I'm trying to get you to wake up, because the sabotage and the subterfuge that's going on and taking out your genetic code is going on daily with lies and bullshit. And it's there to pacify you into thinking that you're safe. If you have a health condition and you can't seem to shake it for whatever reason, then whatever you're doing is you're continually supporting whatever is breaking you down. And that would mean you would have to reevaluate what you think is and what you're eating is safe. That's the bottom line. When people call me, I eat good, but I got this issue, I got that issue, I've had this issue for 25 years. I said, well, perhaps maybe we need to change your diet, but it's a good diet. So then they tell me what they're eating. So what's, I said, you're eating bread, you're eating this, you're eating that. This has all been genetically engineered. But it says organic. Oh, what am I going to do? What are we going to eat? Take bread away from the equation. That's the first thing I get. What are we going to eat? Take away rice from the equation. What are we going to eat? It's like, this is the only food in the world you're looking at? Really? Let me keep reading here. And everything that is patent belongs to the patent holder. I've been telling you this forever. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, and that has to make you leave here today. Today, with all strength to resort to all the means to alert the population, because it is the last possibility we have. Whereas Maria Jose recently said, pass it on and fight. All we're living for today, and I don't care what you're doing in your life, you're living for the fight. It was interesting. I was talking to somebody in Alberta today. She was saying that we're fighting to die. I said, yeah, you're pretty. Yeah, I said, you hit it on the head. We are fighting to die. You know, because in this battle that we're dealing with today, we are fighting. We're fighting the injustice that's going on. We're fighting the violation of our personage, you know, under creative law, under God's law. And we're fighting basically to die, because we are going to die anyway. All of us are going to die one day. One day we are all going to die, except for those who take these injections and have their genetic code re-engaged and rebooted into something else. Then they are going to suffer immeasurably according to the Bible, and they will pray for death and it won't come. Imagine that. God, please let me die. No, you can't die. You got to suffer. You took that stupid shot, now you'll get an ass whooping. You know, that kind of thing. The people have enough money to achieve, no matter how badly it is done, to give the definite approval to this. We are lost today. You have to be soldiers. We have to be soldiers. We have to alert the population. I don't know if you understood me. I am not going to extend scientifically the synthesis, and I have seen the deaths, and I have seen the cause of death, but that is not the most serious thing, but what will happen to the survivors. Now, somebody told me today that they were reading something saying that those of us who are awake are going to be the remnant. Joy, joy. We're going to be left behind to clean up all this shit. Really? That doesn't sound like a very happy moment. Not to me, anyway. You know. And the problems that we have today is all based on the stupid shit that we're dealing with. You know, all the so-called corporate leaders that have betrayed us and fed us, maneuvered us, manipulated us, this is the ultimate tagging for slavery. And once you've been tagged, you are no longer your own person. They own you. They can then hit a button on a cell phone and terminate you. You are now obsolete. We have a new and improved model that's better, faster, smarter, and stronger than you are. We no longer need your services. You're done. That's all it takes. All it takes. You know, she's telling you this in here. You can, and those of you who are Italian, you know, you may find that I think she's speaking Italian. In regard to this, to what she's saying here. So you can listen to it in Italian or Portuguese or Spanish, whatever. And you can hear what she's saying. I heard it. I was following the thread underneath. And it's amazing. It's just amazing. I said this before too, but you know what? I like it when the mainstream finally gets caught up and says what we've been saying forever. And it's alarming a lot of them as well, because this is not what they signed up for either. And if we have been genetically altered without our permission, then somebody should be liable for the damages of these genetics. You go to a hospital today, they're even telling you, you are not covered if there's any damages. Now there are contracts being drawn out so that if somebody comes knocking on your door demanding that you get an injection, you make them sign the contract that if anything goes wrong, that they are subject to the liability of the damages that will incur. Everybody needs to do that. This, when we're talking genetics here, like I said, we're seeing movies now where they're talking about an interface or an integration with a genetic DNA and integrating with a AI network. That, is to me, is so horrific. The idea that we're mixing people with machinery. I don't mind operating a computer because it's not attached to me. You know, I don't want a cell phone because it attaches to my DNA. I don't need a cell phone. I personally don't need one. You know, but when we're looking at technology that can attach itself to our DNA, this is stuff that I'm saying, you know what, I really don't need this. I don't need to have this that badly. We got landlines, we got mobile phones that don't attach to the DNA. And this is where we have to start thinking. People, all of us who are awake, we have to start reevaluating and start realizing that perhaps we need to do some changes in our thinking in regarding to what we are being exposed to or what we're utilizing. If it can in any way, shape, or form alter your DNA irreversibly, then maybe perhaps it's just not worth having around. My thinking anyway. We are in a world where domination through genetic experimentation and genetic exploitation, nanoprogramming, nanogenetics, AI operating system integrations is a real threat. They're running around trying to collect everybody that they can to put an injection in them so they can say that they own you. They own you. Everything that we've ever worked for in Canada and America and Europe, they're going to take it away. Today I got a letter in the mail saying that the government's not going to cut my pension, my government pension that I was getting. I just got it. Just started getting it, and they already sent me a list saying they're going to cut it in half. And Brian sends me an email, and he says they cut his in half. I said, really? Those of you who haven't taken an early pension, I'd encourage you to do so because they are going to reduce this down to nothing. You may as well get something while you can. This was such bullshit. It's unbelievable. And this is all part of the whole, you know, giving everything to China. China. Oh, China. We're going to give it all to you, baby. You're going to run the world. We're going to buy your shit that doesn't work or that will break down very quickly. You know, it's really sad where we're at today. You know, the status of life, where it's going, you know, almost into a toilet bowl. I shouldn't say almost into the toilet bowl. I think we're already in the toilet bowl. I think where we're at this stage is we're about ready to be flushed. That's what I'm saying. We're about ready to be flushed. Someone's ready to hit the lever, and we're about ready to go. Where'd they go? Who knows? They're going down in the sewer. They thought the toilet was bad. This is going to be worse. You know, I'm putting another link there for extraction from air. Seriously, start looking at this technology. We don't know how much time we have left. I heard our vaunted leader in Canada is going to initiate or engage in assault on the unvaccinated, because now we're seeing this assault going on in America. America. Land of the slave, ruled by the depraved. You know, Canada, we're ruled by the demented. You know, the idea that the unvaccinated are spreading anything, does this make any sense at all? Everything we're seeing in the media is stating that anybody who's taking these injections are causing problems and having problems and are winding up in hospitals. Everyone who's not injected, I'm not hearing anything. I've had people tell me they've caught some major flu or some kind of bug that damn it made them feel like they're damn near ready to die, but they survived it. Now they have antibodies in their system that is going to protect them from any kind of assault like this again. If you've had been assaulted by this Corona, COVID, SARS, COVID, Deviant, Delta, Lambda, pipe flu, a pig flu, I think I got it all. Then, if you've already been assaulted, you now have the antibodies. You don't need to wear a mask. You don't even need to get a shot. Imagine that. Because your body's developed the immune system required to defend itself against this outbreak again. Imagine that. They ain't gonna like you at all. They're gonna say, these bastards are gonna live forever. No, we gotta kill them. We'll invent another virus. We'll invent a new and improved killing machine. We can't let these bastards live. They'll be able to collect a pension. Well, we'll just take that from them anyway, but what the hell? They can't keep living. No, we gotta kill these bastards. We'll come up with something new. You know, it's sad to say, but it's where we're at. It's what's really happening. You know, it's really what's happening. And, you know, and I'm making fun of it for sure, but I'm trying to, you know, present a point here. Now look at France. France, can you imagine France, a major superpower country, now has no security to protect the president of France? They even say that he's not worth it. And they're walking off the job. Can you imagine that? We should be doing the same thing here in Canada. Why is there any security for Parliament? They're not worth it. See, but the difference between the French and the Canadians is this: the French are willing to fight. They're willing to go in. They're ready to tear the community down. Unfortunately, in Canada, we only have a percentage of people that have the capacity to want to fight like that. The rest are still sitting on their ass, like PEI, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland. They're sitting on their ass, you know, doing whatever. You know, Manitoba is running wild to, you know, further enslave their people. Saskatchewan's running wild. Alberta's been on the quiet side. They'll probably start up something tomorrow. BC's been quiet too. They'll probably start something tomorrow. Ontario, you know, this is the calm before the storm. This is the calm before they pull another pile of bullshit and before they pull another taking away your privilege because, oh no, we got a new and improved virus and it's spreading like crazy. Oh my gosh, you're all going to have to wear a mask. School's coming. Put on the mask. Oh, we're going to die. This is coming. The whole theatrical bullshit is coming again. And then we'll have another thing in at Thanksgiving in October. Oh, you shouldn't get together because now we got a new virus, a new flu called the turkey Thanksgiving flu. If you eat the turkey, you're going to die from the flu. You shouldn't get together. No. I'm waiting for them to come and tell Canadians, okay, this is the guidelines to having sex. Yes, you have the key and she has the port, but what you're going to do is you're going to disengage your key and she's going to disengage your port, and you can sit there and watch each other do this. That's going to be the new profile of having sex in Canada. Look, just like they've done in New South Wales and Australia. You know what? I'm laughing. I shouldn't be laughing because it's sad, really. But I can actually picture Canadians. Some Canadian people actually believe in this shit. And this is, and what this is really telling you is how bad the government's influence and interference in our lives has gone right to the very core of the bedroom. They're going to tell you when you can make love to somebody and when you can't. And, or their idea of making love is that you stand in front of each other and, you know, release the code. I'll put it that way. You're going to release the code. Oh, really? I'll release mine. Will you release yours? Sure, we'll stand and watch. That's the Canadian guideline. That's coming from Australia. It's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. If a couple who have been exposed to each other, sit together, eat together, kiss each other, hug each other, whatever, and if they have the infection, well, that ain't going to stop it from continuing. You're already infected. And if you've already had the flu or the outbreak, the scaredemic that they've caused, and you've already got hit with something, you already have the immune system. Nothing there says that you can't, you know, engage the key to the port correctly. You know, it's just one of those things that makes you kind of go, hmm. But you watch. Our premier here in Ontario probably will say something in a day or so. Oh, yeah, we got a new one. We're going to die, and you need to wear a mask and make sure you social distance and get your shot. We need you to get your shot. You got to stop. Do your part. Do your duty. You know, take the shot and, you know, take the shot. Hurry up. Get it in you. We got to own you quicker. You're not getting owned fast enough. We need the deed to you. Sign the deed. We'll give you a lollipop. Take the shot. That's what I'm waiting for. That's what I'm waiting for. You know. It never fails. Some of the things I've said seem ridiculous and preposterous. And I'll be the first to admit that, you know, what I said tonight, for the most part, it is preposterous. And anybody with a brain in their head would say, this is, you know, that's whatever, you know, are you kidding? But unfortunately, this is the reality we're living in today, that things that are preposterous are becoming the reality. And things that should be common sense is becoming in a common quagmire. We don't know where it's going. Common sense has left the building. We don't know where it's gone. We don't know where it's heading, but it's not coming back anytime soon. So, like I said, you know, when I'm talking, sometimes I'm characterizing these things in a way where they seem, you know, like I'm making fun, which I am. I'm being satirical. But there is a serious note to all of this in regarding to where we're at and the danger we're really in. You know, when I started saying that this stuff was going to be jumping, and I said that you could be affected by all the operating systems out there, I wasn't kidding. I even said that 7 to 8 months before any of these doctors with their ideas came along. And I'm going to tell you now, you need to start defending, again, I'm going to repeat this, defend your genetic code, defend your DNA, your chromosomes, your genetics. You know, you need to defend them. You know, be careful what you buy, be careful what you eat, be careful who you're exposed to. Don't let nobody pet your pets, your cats, or your dogs, because the DNA operating system can jump from them to your pet. Had a lot of them die in Windsor, in Essex County here. I have people contact me all the time. Hey, my dog died. Somebody, I took the shot, touched my dog, and he died. Yeah, well, what's that telling you? You know. So be on your guard. Be on your guard. I always say at the end of these shows, you know, because again, what I just said tonight was pretty heavy duty. But, and even Revelations, like I said, when you look in the Bible and you start reading it correctly and reading it the way I think you should be reading it through, again, something that can be substantiated, not some pie-in-the-sky bullshit that some of them teach. When you see that, you know, the Bible's even giving you guidance regarding to the status quo of the day, you know, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. referring to the spirit, I believe. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. And for thy merchants were the great men of the earth. That would be your presidents and your prime ministers and your chancellors and your kings and your queens. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Who's been propagating the biggest bullshit? Our prime minister, our premiers, our parliamentarians, presidents, you know, congressmen, the house reps, chancellors, royalty, you know, imams, Hebrew rabbis, Christian ministers. These are the great men of the earth. They lead people in either political elements or in religious elements. Either way, don't follow them. Read for yourself. Cannot emphasize that enough. So when we're seeing that, you know, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Wars are being fought over bullshit. How is it that in Israel and in the Middle East and Palestine, how come that shit wasn't resolved 80, 90 years ago? Why is that shit still going on? It's all about money. It's not that they can't have peace there. If they had peace, they wouldn't be getting the support they're getting from the United States, Canada, and Europe. And perhaps it needs to dry up. Perhaps then we will see all of a sudden they'll be at the table talking peace. They'll be cutting the pie. They'll be dividing that up all nice and even. Everyone will make a cut. Everyone will make a dollar. But right now, it's not going to happen. So, like I said, I've become critical over time because what I was taught about the Middle East and what I see today and what I see going on in Canada, what I see going on in America, I mean, it's horrific. The waking up to the horror of what we were taught. Remember this. If you don't remember anything else from my shows, remember this. Everything that you have been taught to believe, everything you've been taught to accept, everything you've been taught in this matrix is an inversion. It's the complete opposite of what you've been told. And when you start connecting the dots, you will see how bad the inversion is. So like I always say at the end of these shows, you know, go read the Gospels. Go read what Jesus had to say. Go read the book of Revelations. Go read the book of Acts. Go read the letters from the churches in the early days. So that you can, again, aspire to some hope. Going to a better place, you know. That's what we're told. So check out the Bible. Check out the New Testament. That's where you need to really stay until you become really familiar with that. And then you can eventually venture on. But I think what you need to do first and foremost is read everything for yourselves. Best solution I can give anybody. I always say at the end of these shows, too, that we got people on the page. You can go check them out. You know, you got Brian, you got myself, you got Sherry Three Hearts, you got Yanni, Ty, Shy, Catherine, Deanna, Fiona, Liberty as well. Check these places out. Help them out any way you can financially. If you can't help them financially, help them by sharing their sites, spreading the information to everybody and anywhere. Everybody needs to hear and see what's really being said and done, and we need to really form a more perfect union. So anything you can share that helps somebody to come to some understanding or comfort, feel free to do so. All right. As I always say at the end of these shows as well, by the grace of God, we are still here. So till the next segment. To your health. Take care.